T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors. It's time for Laurie and Lynn. Local talk to start your weekend right. And now, Laurie and Lynn on WILK.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just can't get over how wonderful these days are.
Lynn, there's not, I'm out on my deck as we're taping this, and of course we tape in the afternoon on Thursday. There's not a cloud in the sky. It is blue. Today was magnificent.
Yep.
Really.
It was.
It's just beautiful.
It probably won't be like that all weekend, but this is wonderful. I'm so happy. This is typical September weather. Yay.
Yeah.
Very
so
happy.
I have to tell you that I was talking to 2 people, and they were singing your praises.
Oh, who would that be?
Well, we had a little function the other evening for maternal and family health services, and so the board was there, and one was Suzanne Fletcher, who's on the board of maternal and family health, and she said she listens to us quite often, that Saturday morning she gets in her car, and she listens to us. So she said, I just want to let you know. I said, well, I'm going to give you a big shout out. She goes, oh, you're going to have to do that. Okay. I said, yep. And then I said, I was trying to remember how I really got to know her. She said, Laurie, I think it was when we did the show, the first time I did the show years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, she's now retired, and she said she's loving it. And she's just a doll, an absolute love her. And so she was talking, you know, we were talking about you. And then one of your other buddies, whom is a scream, she is just, I just love her, Catherine Schaefer.
Oh, yes. She's wonderful. She really is good. Yeah.
She is so filled with spirit and spunk, and she's just so cool, you know. She's just got that cool vibe about her, you know. And I just love her. So she was there, and she was talking about you and, you know, your involvement with her in Circle 200. And we were just in general talking, and we were Molly Lukasiewicz, who was with, who works for Maternal and Family Health. And she, we were talking, you know, talking about the radio show, and she was telling Molly, and she said, do you, I said, do you, did you ever meet Lynn? And she said, no. And Catherine said, oh, and she's just wonderful at what she does. And so it was like the Praise Lynn Evans afternoon there. So
the Lynn Evans fan club. That's good.
There you go.
Well, I also
big
want
shout
to
out to those gals.
Yeah. Suzanne Fletcher had a birthday last week. And
there
so,
you go.
Let's just do a belated happy birthday. So I hope she had a good time. I need to check in with her because I can't wait to hear about her daughters and how they're doing and where they're going. She's one of my favorite people. She really
she is.
She's
delightful.
So I'm glad that she heard us. Yay. And the same with,
Catherine. Yeah.
Catherine is, like you said, she is a fireball.
She's a dynamo.
Yeah, she really
she
is.
She's so good at what she does and how she does it. And she's been doing it a long time. And I said to her, you know, just, you got to keep going with this. Nope. this is my swan song. This is my swan. I said, you can't do that. You're too good. And she said, no, that's it. And she, and Molly, we were saying it. Molly said, I guess you know when you know. And she said, you do.
Yes.
And so.
Exactly.
But you know, Lynn, we say this all the time. People who say they're not going to do what they've done for all these years because they're like, okay, I'm done. I'm taking my, you know, the turn over here to with my life and getting away from that. So maybe she'll do it for a while and realize, maybe I should do it part time or do it differently or go back and, you know, because to have that, and I'm just what I know of Catherine, is when you have such a skill set like she does to just not do it. And what you can still offer the world is just amazing. And she's got a lot to do, a lot to offer. But we all have to do what we have to do. So give it a shot, Catherine, and then see if you decide otherwise.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But she's so good.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that those people are, that you said they're on the board.
Not Catherine, Suzanne Fletcher is on the board, yes.
Okay.
Catherine was doing some strategic plan work, so, and it was so nice. We were at Posh, and, it was so nice to see Josh and to be in there, and, we, you know, it was just a nice, it was the downpour day, Tuesday. It was, nice to be, Anyway,
well, happy September.
I know.
Yeah, big month.
So we last night went up to Hillside Park and listened to Aaron Malloy and friends sing and music.
Good.
And it was so nice. That place is just so, like, there's multifaceted. There were so many. There was above, there was some type of a game, and you could hear the cheerleaders, and there was practice kids down below, and people were across the pond area sitting on their chairs, and the pavilion and all of the slopes, like the hilly area. Everybody was just sitting there listening. It was packed at that place.
Yeah.
The whole park. From whatever the kids were doing to the multi-generational listeners of music. I mean, you saw babies, little tiny couple-week-old babies to, you know, 90-year-old ladies. It was...
Was Aaron singing with Doug and company?
Yeah, Doug was on bass, and Jimmy Waltage was on the keyboard, and Tommy Hamilton was playing... sax, and Tyler Dempsey was on the drums, and I don't know who was, if there was anybody else. I don't know. They're the ones that I could see from, and I was talking to them, a couple of them. So it was very nice. When you sit here and you look at, and you just sit back as an observer, as I was being there, as I was doing yesterday, what the county offers, because that's from the county arts grants that these musicians get to put on these concerts throughout the summer. And, you know, it was probably from 6 o'clock till 8. And then I don't know which organization they have like a stand set up in the parking lot, and you can buy grilled hot dogs and water and soda and just a couple little snacky things, which is really nice, and people were taking advantage of that. And that park is just so beautifully laid out. And just, but when you sit back and you look at 2 hours of nice, that people were dancing, Lynn, all ages were up dancing. There was ballroom, people were doing ballroom dances. Like, it was just so nice to see. It was a beautiful evening, and just to see everybody of, like I said, multi-generational, out enjoying, and dogs, and it just, you know, people walking their dogs and participating with, it was just such a nice, and I say, see, it's the same thing when you go to Fellows Park or when you go to NAOG, and you have all of these people, and everything else is going around, and yet you have this, you know, at NAOG they built this little like a little stage area now for the musicians to perform. And it's your county tax is at work, because that arts tax is the best thing that could have happened to our area, the only county in the state that offers that arts tax, and what it does for the artists to be able to help perform and to do what they do in our region, and for people to be able to enjoy it. It's remarkable. So hats off to the commissioners and all of them who began all, you know, this a long time ago. You know, it was during Munchak and Cordaro that it actually came to fruition. It's been going on a long time, and every arts organization is delighted that there's money allotted to them to do what they do best, and then the county is richer for it. So it's a great thing, and it was so nice to see that going on a beautiful night.
That's
and
good.
And to be outside, just to be outside and enjoy it. So,
yeah
that was good.
And last week we took a ride to a gluten-free bakery that I've been wanting to get to down right out. It's in Perkasie, right outside of Quakertown. And Myra and I took a ride. And, Lynn, we drove back 611 that took you on the scenic route through the around the Delaware River. It was absolutely beautiful. But, man, I got to tell you, that water is so depleted. The Delaware is a nice-sized river. And if you could have seen spots where you could literally just walk right out into the river and it was all pebbles and sand or whatever, dirt, and just it was unbelievable to see it. Not everywhere, but lots of time where you just, you know, we went through Easton, and you just, it was it's amazing. So but it was a nice ride. It was really pretty. It's beautiful. That route is just, it's just a great day for a nice little day trip. I'm a day tripper. So that was it.
Okay, day tripper.
Yeah, day tripper.
That's good.
So
here we go.
Yeah, but you know I am.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I led you right there.
Yes, you did. But that's
my fault.
Yeah, that was what's going on with me. How about anything else with you?
No, I'm just trying to think of what did I do last week, because I did take Friday the day. And met my friend, Joni Gluver, as you call her. I met her at our classic meeting place, since she's in the Lehigh Valley, right down the turnpike, got off at the Lehigh Valley.
Wait, Bonefish.
No. This is the Trivet Diner. The Trivet Diner.
Right, very close
to that interchange. And picked her up there, and then we drove to Philadelphia. We went to, I had an appointment for a test I had to have done in Paoli, right off the Valley Forge exit. And as we were driving there, Joan saw a Greek restaurant. And she said, oh, I love Greek cuisine. She said, it's one of my favorite things. And I said, well, we got to go somewhere for lunch. So when we're done here, let's look at that. So that's where we ended up. And this restaurant was owned by Greek people, Greek accents, and the food was just incredible. All fresh, everything. Everything was made there that day. And Joan loves to stuff grape leaves. So she has been on this quest of tasting them at different places to see whether they meet her standards. This one most definitely did. And she ended up with a couple of all that stuff to take home. And I ordered an additional meal for Patrick. So I brought it home, and he had his dinner, and I was stuffed because I had a chicken breast with some lemon stuff that was just so good.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that was an unexpected, wonderful surprise at the end of the day. And then we just drove home and had no problem.
What was the name of it? Do you remember the name?
No, it's not. I brought back the brochure, but I don't have the name of it in front of me.
Okay. All right.
But
well,
it was great.
I love Greek food, too, and there was a great restaurant. I don't even know if it's still there, but it was in South. It's in Philadelphia on South Street. It was called South Street Slovakia, and it was fabulous. I used to love to go there. But I don't know if it's still around, but anyway, we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nancy Kamen from WILK's Morning News, and I know Laurie Cadden. A lot of people know Laurie Cadden. And more importantly, Laurie Cadden knows a lot of people. Laurie Cadden Enterprises specializes in fundraising, public relations, and special events. Laurie Cadden can take your business or organization to the next level. This isn't something that you learn about in a book. Heck, it can't even be taught. Laurie Cadden lives it. She knows how to work a crowd, open doors, and build and nurture relationships. With Laurie Cadden Enterprises, you get, ta-da, Laurie Cadden and her 20-plus years of experience. Call Laurie today at 357-8399, 357-8399, or email Laurie, Laurie, L-A-U-R-I-E, at lauriecadden.com, L-A-U-R-I-E-C-A-D-D-E-N.com. Laurie Cadden Enterprises. Because it is who you know.
I'm Dr. Nicole DeNova. Since VREC opened its doors in 2010, we've treated over 30,000 patients, including the puppy whose curiosity led him to a porcupine and the police canine who was just doing his job. VREC is located at 318 Northern Boulevard in Clark Summit and is open 24/7 for your pet peace of mind. To learn more about us, visit VRECPA.com or call 570-587-7777.
ERA, Exceptional Real Estate Agents. When you want to have the best of the best selling your home, you want ERA One Source Realty. With offices all over northeastern Pennsylvania, ERA One Source Realty will give you the personalized service you'd expect from a professional real estate company. They have experienced realtors that have years of experience, which gives you, the home seller, an incredible advantage. They will offer suggestions to make your house sell faster. They will tell you what others will be looking for. They know how to present your home and sell its features, giving you the greatest chance to have your house sell fast. And ERA One Source Realty offers an industry-exclusive guarantee. If ERA doesn't sell your house, ERA will buy it. Yes, if they don't sell your house, ERA will buy it. That's peace of mind. That's a guarantee worth its weight in gold. Call ERA One Source Realty today and find out how you can have your house marketed by one of the top-rated companies in northeastern Pennsylvania. Call 877-587-SELL or on the web at ERA1.com. ERA One Source Realty, always there for you.
It's Saturday morning with Lori and Lynn. Now, back to Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am the managing director and certified financial planner with a company called Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business.
And
here we are.
Here we are. I have a thought, and was kind of followed up. It's almost like this person was reading my mind. But wrote an article, a guy named Joseph Coughlin, about he's an MIT guy, and I know that they have a very extensive commitment to something they call the Age Lab. And it's all about trying to figure out how we deal with the longevity issues in our country that nobody ever planned for. And he raised some very interesting points. I mean, there's just so much going on at that place, at that Age Lab, about how people age, what happens to our brains, what we should do to keep ourselves mentally alert, and how, for all intents and purposes, this is what we should refer to as the third age in a normal lifetime. So the first age is assumed to be when you're growing up and become an adult. Second phase or age is when you're earning an income and building wealth, creating a family, buying a house, doing all those things. And then this third age, which has loosely been defined by most of us as retirement. But I don't know if you've been listening to what's been going on in the news with Serena Williams, but she's been literally knocking the, what do they call it, the cover off the ball. She's in her early 40s and has been, or is she in her 50s now? I forget. She is what everybody is, she's 41. Everybody assumes that by now she will, quote, unquote, retire. And she had a very refreshing take on that term when she spoke at a press conference following her first win. She also won again last night and wasn't expected to. But I don't know what else she's, where she is in the rankings, if she's still playing or whatever, in the U.S. Open. So I just wanted to read this article about it because I think it's a very refreshing approach to something we've talked about so many times on this show. And I just love to get your thoughts on it. So let me start with this this article written by MIT's Jill Coughlin. He said, tennis star Serena Williams recently announced her, quote, retirement, end quote, in the pages of Vogue magazine. Williams said she did not like the word retirement, saying it sounded like a dated idea to her. She preferred to say she was evolving. In her words, I have never liked the word retirement. It doesn't feel like a modern word to me. Maybe the best word to describe what I'm up to is evolution. I'm here to tell you that I'm evolving away from tennis toward other things that are important to me, end quote. The financial services industry and the business of advice should take note. Words in academic journals or market reports have far less influence on how people think about their lives than when an entire life stage is called out in the popular media by a respected social icon. Williams effectively fired a warning shot, signaling to the financial services industry, and specifically to the business of advice, retirement is being retired. And perhaps so is the value clients place in traditional financial and retirement planning advice. Just as many firms are printing, posting, and placing an endless array of content that looks a lot like our parents' retirement, many people are improvising what they want life to be for that one-third of life we refer to with the 19th century moniker, retirement. Mm-hmm. Work, whether full-time or part-time, is now a part of retirement. So is joining far younger generations in the on-demand economy. Going back to school, starting a new business, or volunteering, and yes, maybe even pickleball. And then there are the complexities of managing health, providing care to a loved one, and assessing daily whether where you live now is where you can live tomorrow. Preparing for retirement is more than planning for financial security. It is about living well, around 8,000 days of your adult life. I never looked at it that way, but that's, I guess, what the calculation is. So at the age of 41, Williams is suggesting that she is evolving from one part of her life to another to things more important to her. Yes, she's young and has a bankroll far greater than most, but she is echoing a sea change in client wants, needs, and ultimately expectations. Since the pandemic, every generation is rethinking and asking, what is important to me and to those I love? Just look at how the once unquestioned social construct between employee and employer is being rewritten today. I think we talked last week about that whole concept, and it's an ongoing conversation. For example, financial compensation alone is not enough for many employees to sign on, let alone remain with a company. Pay and benefits might be a start, but now employees of every age are seeking flexibility in work hours and where they work. Moreover, a growing number of employees no longer believe the adage, the business of business is business. I've heard that rarely, but I...
Yeah, me, never heard that, but okay.
So workers are now expect their firms to mirror their social values and to ensure that the business is about more than profits, but about social impact as well. Retirement planning and financial advice is not immune to such social shifts. A new model of advice is needed. Financial planning and security will always be necessary, but it may not be enough to deliver comprehensive client value, particularly to younger and middle-aged clients. Those nice, neat, segmented life stages that have informed products, advisory tools, and scripts are morphing. Clients are not following yesterday's life script. They are now looking for financial advice and someone to help them navigate a longer life full of uncertainty and contextual and personal changes. Call the new model of advice longevity planning, or just value-added advisory services, but whatever it may be called, if the only value provided by an advisor is financial planning and security, many clients will think there must be an app for that. But who could advise me on all the other things that are important to me across my life course? To borrow from Serena Williams, the client is evolving, and their needs and expectations are evolving. But is the business of advice? And I would say, in my own business, the answer is yes. Because I noticed when I was reading this article that it is true that just about every single software program I've ever seen assumes that so-called retirement is at 65. Even though we know that people are living well into their 80s and 90s, they still assume that people are going to call it quits at 65. But as he said, they may be calling a phase quits, but they're not quitting. Right. They're not doing what our parents did. You know, there's a whole other phase here that must include the concerns about health and caring for others. But we don't usually put that into a financial plan. And I think that that's something that we need to discuss. So, what are your thoughts?
Well, I like it. I think we all do things differently. And, you know, retirement is a terrible old word. Mm-hmm. You know, because, you know, it is. But it's just so... It's a word in almost everyone's lexicon, and here we are. So, but I do like that. I do think it's sort of like Madonna. I still love her, but she always reinvents herself. And I think that that's even another better term than in evolving is to reinvent, and whether it's constant or what three times in a lifetime, you are sort of reinventing your self into whatever phase that means you are. And I think it's important that if the word connotates, you know, sitting in a rocker and not doing anything, then change it. If it doesn't and it opens up another world for you, then okay, so use it. Like, I'm not hung up on the word as much as I agree with what he's saying, that the thought process, and yes, you've always talked about this, you always look at things differently, and we talked about so much of this, you know, even in the last segment with Catherine. You know, we have to do whatever makes sense for us and try to incorporate all that keeps us as relevant as we want to be once we don't feel the need to possibly have to do it. Know what I'm saying? You know,
I do agree with you, and we talked about this before about knowing when to say no to things. And you just, like, as you said, you just know when it's time. And I think that that's part of the process of evolving, if you want to use that term, of recognizing that the things you did and just took for granted that that's what you do, everybody's starting to reexamine those pieces of their lives where they say, I've been doing this for 20 years, I've been volunteering at this organization for 30 years, but it becomes just something you don't examine. It just becomes how it is. And I think that's when she's referring to evolving. She also then said in the interview she did after the first win at the U.S. Open that I'm evolving out of tennis as a competitive person, but that's not to say I'm not going to be involved in the tennis world. Mm-hmm. And that maybe there's another way to be of service in that world. And that's what I think people are looking at. I mean, I said, you know, that I have been examining whether or not I still want to continue to run a financial planning business as it's known to be. And yet, at the same time, I also think that given the population that I want to make a difference in, it might be more effective if I did something like created a course where I can reach thousands of women and get the message across than the one-to-one way that we've been doing it, which is how most financial planning firms work. You know, rarely do you find the financial planner who's out on a speaker's circuit and impacting the lives of people everywhere. There's a couple whose names come to mind. But for the most part, everybody who's a financial advisor has a small lifestyle practice, and that's as much as they can handle. It's kind of like a CPA. That's all you can do is only so many hours in a week, and you know when you have to say no more new clients. Right. You know, so I think it's looking at it from that perspective and saying, how can they make a difference in another way? And I think that's what she was saying as well. So that's good. I mean, I think people need to ask that question more about what we call retirement rather than it being about, okay, I've got enough money, now what do I do?
You got it.
It's not a hard stop. Yeah. So we will take a break. Thanks for listening. You're listening to The Laurie and Lynn Show, and we'll be right back with our guest expert, Leah Jenikopoulos from ERA One Real Estate. Don't go away.
Hi, my name is Lynn S. Evans, CFP, co-host of The Laurie and Lynn Show. I am the managing director of a new business, Women of Substance, LLC, a financial planning firm dedicated to the specific financial needs of baby boomer women. I help them navigate through widowhood, retirement, divorce, and job loss. Send me an email at lynn@lynnsevans.com and let me know how I can help you. I'm also the host of a podcast, Power of the Purse, available on more than 30 sites, including iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. We record these lively conversations with women who've been there and have great advice to give others so they don't go down the same dark holes. And we feature some experts who share some great ideas to be prepared before you have to face these transitions. And we have a whole lot of fun. Please don't let the fear of not knowing about personal finances stop you anymore. I am here to take the confusion and mystery out of money. Go to my website, lynnsevans.com, and see how we can set up a time to talk or browse around the many blogs and other free info on the site. Remember, money's not the enemy. Your ignorance of it is.
The well-established and highly respected Northeastern Pennsylvania certified public accounting firm, Michael A. Barbetti, LLC, is making changes after almost 40 years in business. The firm name has changed and is now Barbetti McHale, LLC CPA, reflecting the addition of Michael F. McHale as partner in the long-standing firm. Although the name and partnership are a significant change, the staff won't change. Their Dunmore location won't change. The way they serve clients won't change. Their work ethic won't change. and Michael Barbetti's involvement won't change. The Barbetti-McHale Partnership adds Mike McHale's three decades of experience in corporate and not-for-profit accounting for the clients of the regional firm. Barbetti-McHale LLC Certified Public Accountants provides professional accounting and tax services to all types of clients, ranging from individuals and family-owned businesses to governmental agencies and nonprofit organizations. Call Barbetti-McHale CPAs at their Dunmore office, and you too can make a change for the better.
Business banking at Fidelity.
We have a great relationship with Fidelity. They're like family with us. They're right next door to my business. If there's ever a problem, just one phone call, I don't even have to go to them. They come to me. It's great. I love being in the business. This was meant for me. We're very busy. I'm running every day, and I love to stay busy. So that's why I need a bank that's going to be there for me when I need them. Back in 2006, we were having a problem with our lease in our other building. We were looking for a place to go. We stumbled upon this location. It's right in the heart of downtown, right in the middle of the city, and it happened to be right next to Fidelity Bank. They went out of their way for us to get this building. It was wonderful, and it's been a great relationship ever since. I have a business line of credit with Fidelity that gives me buying power. My credit card machine runs through Fidelity, my checking account, my payroll taxes. They take care of it all for me. I bank with Fidelity, don't you?
Member FDIC.
Here's Lori and Lynn.
Hi, we're back. My name is Lynn Evans. I am Managing Director and Certified Financial Planner with Women of Substance, LLC. That's a financial planning firm that's devoted specifically to the needs of baby boomer women.
And I'm Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And joining us today is our guest expert from ERA OneSource Realty, Leah Genacopoulos. ERA has about 100 agents in 10 counties with about 6 or 7 offices. And Leah, welcome once again.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, yay. Okay, you're the lady who's been getting all these awards for all the stuff that you've been doing. So it's just like every week there's a new one that you get. So why don't you tell us about some of these past awards and what it means to get them? What do you have to do to be that standing?
So that award, actually, I received on a quarterly basis so far this year. Both
Yay.
First and second came from ERA Corporate. So that was pretty cool. They take all of, they do it in a way that it's, they divide it up. So like I was for the Northeast region, then there's like, you know, the Southern region, the Eastbound region, but the Northeast region is like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. I believe parts of, I'm trying to think, there was another state that's in it. But so on that side, I did get to, I placed 6 quarter two, and I placed 7 quarter one in having the most transactions on a large national level, which was pretty cool. So
wow.
That's just based off of, you know, and that's all coming from corporate. It's nothing, you know, nothing on our back end or anything. It's just, you know, obviously they see the listings and everything, so they get to come and take it into consideration, and it's based out of a 1 through 10. So I was pretty honored and, you know, happy to see that all of my hard work is paying off, which was really cool to see, too, that the companies we were up there placing with, because another agent in our office actually placed as well, and she did really well, too. And then Sunita placed, too, in the brokerage category as a broker. So I think that was really cool. And to have that recognition from a national level is really neat. So right now I'm ranked number 6 on a national level throughout all of the ERAs throughout
wow.
the Northeast region. So
hooray for you.
That's
yeah,
terrific.
Thank you. Yeah.
And as you said, Leah, you said keywords, hard work. It is not easy in this business, number one, to do all this. It's constant attention. It's constant change. It's dealing with so many pieces at the same time. And the thing is it's not just one deal. Like, you know, you're working with many other people at the same time, and they're all going through the same situation, whether they're in the midst of a contract, or they're trying to be under contract, or they're trying to find a home, whatever they're trying to do.
it's not easy to keep all those balls in the air, so to speak. So hard work is exactly the right term. It's and dealing with multiple personalities, and you know, I'm not saying people have multiple personalities. I'm talking about multiple people. You know, you're dealing with them. Yeah, I mean it's not easy. So that's a wonderful thing, and it's wonderful to be recognized not just by your own local organization, but that this is, you know, that the corporate ERA is doing that and recognized and then promoting that. So it's a wonderful thing, Lee. You should be very proud.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But I do love what I do. So I think that's something definitely to be said. Like, I truly do love it. Like, I'll get clients and, you know, even exactly last night, you know, we're on, geez, we've been looking since January. We've been outbid a bunch of times and
Wow. We've
gone aggressive. And, you know, now they're trying to plan a wedding and their hopes were to be in a house by November, which I told them that's not out of the question. But, you know, they wanted to focus 2023 on their wedding and 2022 on their home finding. And I get it. They're anxious. They're nervous. You know, 2022, it's crazy. We're already in September. Like, it's Labor Day weekend. Where did the time go? How is the summer over? And I know people are probably cringing that I just said that, but I mean, it is, you know, obviously not on a calendar basis, but it is over to the point that kids are back to school and you guys know what I mean. But with that being said, I mean, there's also, you know, there's just so much going on. So, and you know, I told her too, I said, you know, let's take a deep breath. And she's like, I know, but I feel bad. We're literally probably going on our 30th house. I said, and if we were going on our 70th house, it would still not be any different. That does not bother me. Who cares? It's fine. Like that, I don't mind. You know, I really do love what I do. So I think that's something to be said too. And, you know, yeah. I think that means a lot when you really do like what you do. You're not doing work. I know that sounds cliche, but it, you know, you're not.
Well, the thing is, Leah, it also makes the more inventory you see and go through, the easier it is then for you to work with other people who you can say, hey, I just saw this property. Maybe you'd be interested in it. So you become even a greater resource to the people you're working with by going and knowing all of these additional houses. So it really just is a learning process for you as well. So that's great. It's just another way to learn, you know, and to learn about the properties that exist.
I agree. It really is.
So,
Leah, you mentioned last week that you talked, I guess a lot of people know John. Is it Basilica? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yes. And that you had a lot to say about the commitment he has to this area, because he sees things, he's got a vision, let's call it that, for what he sees happening in the Scranton area. And I'm going to say that it's, you know, I don't know that he does a whole lot in Luzerne County, but I think he's committed to a lot of things going on here. And I just wonder, did he get any kind of feedback from the conversation we all had last week about his commitment to this area?
Well, he's always actually being, you know, questioned about why are you doing what you're doing? Like, you could be doing this anywhere out of Scranton, but he really does see a vision, like you guys said, for the city. And I think he truly believes in that Scranton is such a big focal point for northeastern Pennsylvania. And whether or not you live physically in the mailing address of Scranton, it still reflects the other areas that other people may be living in. So, you know, so we don't live in Manhattan, but the people that live around Manhattan, all of those suburbs are great. So I think, I'm not saying like it's going to be a level like that, but I think, you know, if we're keeping up with our city and our areas around us, it's only going to do well for the surrounding areas. You know, it's kind of like when they say there's a bad apple in the bunch, everything else rots. You know, so when you keep up with something, it keeps everybody else around you motivated to want to kind of stay on top of everything. So he's always getting that kind of question. But I think, too, from a real estate standpoint, it's a fantastic investment time, too. I have, you know, a lot of people that not just want to invest, they want to move back to northeastern Pennsylvania. I mean, we're still growing. And, you know, it's still a great place to be. And, again, I know, you know, everyone was like, oh, Scranton this, Scranton that. No, I mean, Scranton is a great, great place to live. Our commuting to several of the major cities, our cost of living, and, you know, just take a look at the downtown area and how well it's been built up. But everything we have around us, too, like the ski resorts, the water parks, the little boutiques we have downtown, and everything else, you know, like, and we're so close to everything that I really think we're in such a great position that it's something that we should be proud of. And I do, I get a lot of people asking me, like, do you really still sell that many homes right now? Are people still wanting to come here? Yes, people still would rather commute and live here than pay those high-priced rents or those crazy, crazy, crazy property taxes in, you know, another area where you can have so much more here for your money. You know, like, that's always been the thing. You want to get what you can out of, like, your money. You work hard for your money. So I think that's always a major thing, too, as well.
Yeah, has anybody said anything or have you heard anything more about the follow-up on the passenger train that's supposed to be coming from New York to here?
I mean, I haven't heard a lot more. I do know that if you ask some of the senators for our area, they're saying all the funding's in line and everything's, you know, looking good. So,
good.
No, good. I'm hoping, I have high hopes for it because I truly do think that it will just be a fantastic thing to add to our city, no matter, you know, what we have going on. I definitely think I just would like it to, for like my own personal selfish reasons, to go into New York and not have to drive, you know, and be able to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yes, it is. It's we, and everyone's always said that, as you just said, the location of where we are is just perfect, and it's perfect for to get anywhere else if you want to go and still have the quality of life that we have. And, you know, with everything, the ease of everything online and ordering things and everything you can get without having to, okay, well, I can't get this because I'm not in the city. I can't. Yes, you can, because now you can order almost everything. I mean, I just was on Instagram. I was on Instagram the other day, and my favorite pizza place in New York that is also has gluten-free stuff. They're fabulous, and it's one that we go to is in the financial district. And I just saw on Instagram that they are now shipping their gluten-free pizza frozen from New York City to wherever. Now, it's expensive, but if you're gluten-free, you have to do it. I mean, even things like that, bagels and everything else I order out of the city, you order them. I mean, so it's not like you have to be right there to get what you want to get, and you can always scoot in for a night or a weekend or whatever else and get back. So, you know, this is really, we have beautiful homes, we have great neighborhoods, and it's a good place to be. So now that we just did a whole commercial for the Chamber of Commerce, I think we're good.
That's good.
If anyone wanted to get with the award winner, how do they pick up the phone? How do they get in touch with you?
It is very easy. It's 570-947-9250. And also, it is ERA1.com, or you can catch us on social media, or you can call the office at 570-587-9999.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful holiday, this nice long Labor Day weekend. Enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Be safe and please be nice. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.